tell all of you now, I got a mess of them fishing man blues. Now look at you, fish, honey.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio, and we have a expert on Alaska fishing that works with a couple of very high-end resorts, and they're very popular. They usually sell out, fill up, because the fishing is so good, the accommodations are so good, and Scott can tell you a little bit about the boats. Why don't we start with your boat, Scott? What do you guys use at the Waterfall Resort?
We're using aluminum boats. We have at Waterfall. Most of the boats are built by a company called North River. And we're actually just showcasing 8 new boats this year that are 26 feet long with an 8.5-foot beam. Going to be powered by twin 175 the Verado. So their cruise speed should be right around 25 knots. But, I mean, if they really wanted to kick it open, I know during a sea trial I had it up to about 43 knots. But start doing that, of course, fuel costs go up.
Yeah. So well, the other thing is, 25. You guys are so close to the fishing grounds, you don't really need to go that fast.
Well, you know how it is with fishermen. You want as much time in the water as you can get.
There you go.
Speed does help. Speed has its benefits.
Yeah. Yeah, and tell us a little bit about the location. Well, first of all, you've the last couple of years you've opened another location. Tell us about a little bit about that.
We've opened a second location. It's about 20 miles north of Waterfall Resort, and it's located on a place called Noise Island. And it's the site of an old cannery, just like Waterfall used to be. And it's really a lot closer to the prime fishing locations. Areas that are fairly well known, like Pineapple, Rock Pile, Cape Yalitka. But we opened it about 4 years ago, just trying to give a little more of an intimate experience, a little higher end accommodations. And it's going over real well. I mean, the guests have gone up there, the repeat clients are, you know, they're rebooking. It's been received quite well. But, yeah, Steamboat Bay Fishing Club is the name of the new location.
Mm-hmm. And, well, both of them, the reason that you're there is because they used to be canneries, and they put the canneries there because that's where the fish were.
Exactly. Back in the day when Nat Cat Packing used to own Waterfall Resort, Waterfall was actually, or Nat Cat Packing right there, was actually one of the top producers in the salmon fishery. Producing more cans of salmon than any other location anywhere in Alaska.
Wow. And tell us about the location. If you want to go up there, you fly into Ketchikan, and then what island are you on?
Well, we're on what they call Prince of Wales Island, so mm-hmm. It's about a 90-minute flight from Seattle to Ketchikan. And then once you land in Ketchikan, we have flowplane companies that fly you to actually either location, Waterfall or Steamboat. It's about a 45-minute flight across the channels and then across Prince of Wales Island to get to Waterfall. And then you go across Prince of Wales and then up to Noise Island to get to Steamboat Bay. And from there, we kind of take over and get you all geared up and licensed up and get you right out on the boat so you're fishing the day you guys arrive.
Well, somebody that works with me is planning on going up over the 4th of July weekend by himself, and he's been asking me a lot of questions. Now, in 4th of July, it's got to be one of the, weather-wise, one of the better times to go all through July because, you know, anything can happen in Alaska. It's like, what do you wear when you go to Alaska? I said, well, you better pick a T-shirt and shorts, some long johns, a rain suit, some tennis shoes, and some deck boots, because you may use
very,
all...
Very true.
You may use, mean, yeah, you may
I
use
don't
all,
know if I go as far as long johns during the summer months up there, but it's you never know what the weather's going to be like.
Well,
July is a little more stable, but when we open in June, a lot of times the daytime highs are, we'll say, in the 60s, mm-hmm. and... I've seen periods during July and August when we've gotten into the 80s. So it's not what a lot of people think of typical Alaska and igloos and what have you. It's it can be very nice up there during the summer.
Well, you do get some rain, and it's green and it's beautiful. But and if you've never been to Alaska, you know, you can take a cruise up there, but for the same price, you can get the real experience. Because you get a cruise ship and you're looking a mile offshore and go, oh, look at that. But when you're on the water and close to shore, when the bald eagles are flying down out of the trees and grabbing, you're trying to grab your fish, and the salmon, yeah, in particular, that's what I'm excited about.
Yeah, no, very true.
The kings,
I mean,
yeah.
Cruise ships taking you to the major tourist towns, and you're seeing a lot of the jewelry stores that you're seeing. In Alaska, and you'll see them down in the Bahamas, and
same stuff.
Around, so by getting out and doing, we'll say experiences like waterfall or steamboat, or there's many nice lodges up there. But getting out and doing that, you're experiencing, I'd say, more of the real Alaska, mm-hmm. and seeing the wildlife and what have you, and you're not just jumping around on the tourist spot.
Right. Now, are you on the eastern edge of Prince of Wales? Are you protected from the weather?
Well, we're on the western shore, but there's a barrier island, if you will, between waterfall and the open ocean.
Uh-huh.
And then Steamboat is on the east side of Noise Island, so they're protected from, mm-hmm. we'll say, the big swells that happen periodically.
Mm-hmm.
But to make the open ocean, Steamboat, you could be there in 5 minutes, and Waterfall, I could be on the open ocean mm-hmm. in about 30 minutes.
I do know that this is not a fish camp. if you want to, you want to take someplace or take somebody to a high end, five star, the food, the service, the boats, that the whole process you guys put together. I don't think that there's a nicer resort in all of Alaska. If there is, I don't know what it is. But most of them are there's some nice ones and some small intimate ones, but Waterfall, since it opened, has been recognized as probably the premier fishing resort in Alaska.
Oh, that's definitely what we're striving for. I mean, all vacations and experiences like this should be kind of tailored around customer service, and
mm-hmm.
that's why both our locations, we try to have a one-on-one ratioed, guests to
staff. Wow.
So everyone feels like they're kind of taken care of and nobody's left behind.
Right.
A lot of times you can get some operations that have a skeleton crew, and people may be looking for something and not able to find a staff member, mm-hmm. a team member. So we try to keep that ratio equal. So you should be able to find somebody and get all your needs taken care of.
Well, let's talk real quickly. We don't have much time, about the food and the accommodations.
Okay, well, accommodations at Waterfall, we have anything from what we call our lodge rooms, which are rooms above our general store, which are kind of hotel style. And then we have some cabins, two-person cabins, and all these are kind of left over from the cannery days.
Of
course, we've given them facelifts and stuff, but they're original buildings, and Waterfall was built as a cannery over 100 years ago now, so it's got a lot of history. And then we also have some townhouses, some suites if people want a little nicer accommodations at Waterfall. And then the guest dining, we try to have a fresh Alaskan seafood of some sort, whether it's salmon or halibut, every night. And we do have alternatives in case people really don't want to eat fish that night. The hors d'oeuvres, sometimes it's fresh Dungeness crab or local caught spot prawns. Periodically they do a sushi spread. It's nobody goes away hungry.
Yeah. Well,
no doubt about that. And
it's
a Steamboat, it's all menu style.
Well, and I know that we're gonna have to go, Scott, but I know that you guys have a short season, and I assume there's still some spots left for this year. But if you want to go, you really not have to get in touch with them quickly. What do you suggest?
What I would do is I would suggest calling Mike Dooley, who's our reservations manager, mm-hmm. at 1-800-544-5125.
Mm-hmm.
And he can definitely fill fill people go. In on information and or then visit their website.
Right, you've got a great
waterfallresort.com.
You've got a great website, and that'll probably put you in touch with Mike. It's waterfallresort.com. We're going to have to let you go. We appreciate all that, and I'm looking forward to be able to get up there and catch some kings and halibut.
First named La Paz in 1566, the fourth largest municipality in Mexico, still has a provincial Mexican atmosphere. On the Sea of Cortez, the most biodiverse body of water in the world, La Paz has year-round world-class fishing. With a rich history of pearls, pirates, and legendary fishing, La Paz in Baja Sur makes for the perfect fishing vacation. Spring in La Paz, you catch trophy pargo, giant yellowtail, and sierra. Find more at VivaLaPaz.com. Viva La Paz!
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
Join us at Villa del Palmar in the islands of Loreto for a world-class fishing adventure. Compete for thousands of dollars in cash and prizes. Choose from three packages, a three-night stay for two in a deluxe studio room, fishing tournament fee, entry into the golf tournament at the new golf course, plus awards dinner. Non-anglers can choose up to four services at the resort's award-winning spa and wellness center. The Dorado Fishing and Golf Tournament begins June 29th and runs through July 2nd. It offers opportunity to catch Dorado at peak season with an entry fee of just $375 per person based on a team of four. All-inclusive packages that include meals and beverages, even an option with round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines from Los Angeles to the islands of Loreto. Packages start at just $800 per person based on double occupancy. Come experience the luxury of Villa del Palmar at the Islands of Loreto. Visit us at Villa del Palmar, Loreto.com, Dorado 2016.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to REEL funadventures.com.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
All fish, Maple Lake, French Lake, Grand Lake, Cedar Lake, Pleasant Lake, Clear Lake, Bass Lake, Otter Lake, Goose Lake, Gull Lake, Round Lake, Bear Lake, Rice Lake, Sugar Lake, Mud Lake, Long Lake, Ann Lake, Swan Lake, and Lake of the Woods.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio. And we have Brian from AO Coolers. When I met him at the Hall Show, and I talked him out of one of them, and you know, it's like, eh, okay, it looks okay, but it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. The only mistake I made is I let somebody borrow it, and I'm having a hard time getting it back. But Scott McKelvey, he was a fishing guide and operations manager at Waterfall Resort. When I mentioned it to him, and he goes, "I know Brian. He goes, I've got some of his coolers." So, well, hey, why don't you hang on for a couple of minutes, and Scott and Brian can talk for a couple of minutes. So, why don't you guys just start talking?
Okay, well, it's good to hear from you again, John and Scott. I think it's been a couple of years, Scott, since we sold you the coolers and stuff like that. But I know at the Fred Hall Show, there's a bunch of different vendors and stuff, and anywhere from fishing adventures and resorts and stuff like that out there that we team up well with. So for, you know, kind of a update from, you know, since you bought the coolers and stuff, what have you guys used them for and how have you liked them?
Oh, we like them a lot. We actually use them at our new property, which is Steamboat Bay Fishing Club, and we would like them a lot. We've used for years the hard-sided coolers, and, you know, as boats rock and what have you, they kind of slide around, they take up space, and
We really like the AO coolers just because, you know, one, we do deal with some higher-end clientele, and, you know, so aesthetically, they just look like a nicer quality product. Mm-hmm. And two, they're not taking up too much space, and they definitely, you know, keep everything at temperature while they're out fishing all day, mm-hmm. while our guests are out fishing. So we mm-hmm. love them.
And did we put your logo on those coolers, or were they just blank?
No, they were just left blank. There was no logo.
Okay.
Well, better send it back so they can put the logo on, Scott.
But get some advertising out there
you go.
For people.
But you know what's it's cool about, like you said, if they're on the boat, let's just say that you've got a 50-quart ice chest and you got 10 pounds of ice in it. Well, that takes up a lot of space, and it slides around, and it's not all that attractive. But if you've got 10 pounds of ice in one of your coolers, one of Brian's coolers, it collapses down to the right size, so you don't have all that extra around. And they are lighter weight than now. There are something we'll talk about in a couple of minutes with Brian about the different types of coolers, because there are some companies out there that make some very high-end coolers, where if you're out on a fishing boat for a week, you know, you might want to buy one of these $1,200 coolers. But for most things that most people use, I'm sold.
Yeah, for the regular person that's going out there for a day or even a couple of days, they don't need the ice to last the 7 to, you know, 9 days that people are going out camping and hunting and stuff. So, you know, a soft cooler comes in real convenient in that area. Because like you said, it weighs less and it does take up less space. So kind of a comparison that we do is if you have a 24-quart hard-sided cooler, that footprint will take up the same footprint as our 36-quart cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the soft coolers, you take up less space.
And actually, the type of cooler you're talking about, it'll keep things frozen twice as long.
Yeah, exactly. You know, mm-hmm. So it's nice and easy to use. But yeah, with the Rotomotive coolers coming out there, there's a bunch of great companies out there, K2 coolers and Bison coolers, who I'm friends with.
Yeti and stuff,
and there's
a bunch of
That we do business with. They're great. You know, and they work well for the application that people are using them for. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really changed. Coolers have really changed over the last, you know, 3 or 4 years.
Is that because
for everyone?
The materials that are available now?
Well, it's materials, but also they're making them a lot better. You know, they're using 3 inches of insulation opposed to, you know, a half an inch or an inch of insulation.
Yeah.
You know, and it's roto-molded, you know. So if you're going to use more insulation in a product, the ice is going to last longer, mm-hmm. you know.
Hey, Scott, I have a question for you because I don't know anybody that's been put these things to hard use for, what, about 3 years, you say?
Yes, we're starting our fourth season now.
Okay, well, how do they hold up over time?
Oh, they've held up well. I mean, we're not even addressing trying to buy new ones because of the way they've held up. I mean, if they had tears in them or, you know, just from day-to-day use or something like that, chances are I'd be looking at another product and, mm-hmm. you know, but no, they've held up well and, you know, the way they're looking now, I'm sure they're going to hold up for a few more years.
Well, Brian, I think you made a mistake.
Well, that's what happens. People come by our booth or give us a call and say, hey, still have my cooler for 8 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, we usually don't see our coolers back for a good 8 years because
yeah.
they last.
Yeah.
That's why we offer a whole mess of different sizes, so they have to get different size coolers
yeah.
to last
and
so long.
You got different coverings for different things, too.
Correct,
but,
exactly.
You get great word of mouth, too, when people, you know, talk to all their friends about how well they hold up and everything else, because, you know, nobody's going to want to buy a cheap product. Somebody's going to want something that's going to last them for a while. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that word of mouth is kind of invaluable advertising for you.
Yeah, well, when you're talking about fishing, if you spend more and buy a quality rod, reel, or line, it'll last you forever, and it'll do what you want it to do. So you might pay a little bit more, but, you know, as far as value, you're better off getting the good stuff at a reasonable price.
And that's what we've been successful with, the boaters and the fishermen and the hunters and everything like that, because everyone that goes out on a fishing trip or something like that, they're going out for the day, and they plan that whole day. So if the cooler doesn't work, if the fishing pole doesn't work, if the boat doesn't work, the day can be shot, you know. So we want to make sure that we're making a quality product, so when that person goes out there on that, you know, special day or special weekend, that our cooler is going to perform for them, you know. Because you don't get too many chances to go out there and do these type of things.
Well, Brian, if you don't mind, just take a couple of minutes, not just so much about the AO soft-sided cooler, but kind of give us a tutorial on coolers, about different price ranges, different ways they're made, and if there's any other suggestions you can make.
Well, there's basically two different, you know, types of coolers. You have the soft cooler and the hard cooler. Obviously, the soft coolers, they can range a price from anywhere from $5 up to now $300 to $400. You know, the lunch boxes that the kids take to school and stuff, they have a quarter inch of insulation. They're vinyl. It's just a regular plastic vinyl, and it's used for the kid taking it to school. It'll keep it insulated for, you know, maybe
a couple hours,
three or 4 hours. And then you go all the way up to the high-end coolers like ours and stuff, where you can have ice for, you know, 3.5, 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big variety of them. They have, you know, people have backpack coolers now they're using. There's coolers that go on your SUPs that people use a lot. And also what's nice about the soft coolers is you can use it for storing hot stuff also. We have caterers out there that, you know, sell hot food and stuff, and they put the hot food in the coolers and, you know, and use it like that, you know. The other side of the spectrum is the hard cooler, and the same thing. You can get a small cooler for, you know, $10-$15, or I think the most expensive one now is, I think, you know, $1,500-$1,800. For the cooler. It all depends on what you want to use it for. You know, if your kid's going to school for lunch, or even if you're working,
or if you're going to spend a week out in the ocean.
If you're going to spend a week out there, you have to buy something that's going to, you know, cost a little bit more, and make sure it has, you know, 3 inches of insulation or 4 inches of insulation, so it'll keep all your ice cold and stuff.
Is there different types of insulation that works better or worse? Or, I mean, if you take, say, you got a 3-inch insulation and you compress it down to 1 or 2, does it still work the same way?
Well, with the insulation and stuff, the high density of the insulation, the better. So the denser you can get the insulation, that's going to work the best. With our coolers, we make our insulation, you know, at our factory ourselves, so it's real high closed cell density insulation, so it keeps the ice a lot longer. But with the hard coolers, there's a variety of different insulation that you can get in there. You know, so the denser it is, the better that's going to last.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've never used one before, this one, and you know what? I usually get a 48 quart, because when it's filled with frozen fish, it weighs 50 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it weighs 3 or 4 pounds more than what yours does. But I would take and drill holes in it and put that spray foam insulation in it, and it worked a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
But because those inexpensive ones, they're just hollow. It's just two pieces of plastic.
And some of the tricks of using a cooler and stuff like that that everyone can use and probably is helpful for everyone is, when you're filling up your cooler, make sure the inside of the cooler is cooled down. You know, so if you're going on a big trip, you might take 5 pounds of ice, put it in your cooler, let it get cooled down and everything, then dump that out, then put your stuff in there. It'll change dramatically how long
Ice
lasts. The
other things, you don't want voids, because, you know, you want to, whether it's a soft-sided cooler, will collapse down around the product.
Mm-hmm.
Where another one, you know, which takes stuff out, then you've got this air in there that does not insulate anything.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But if you put in, you know, you have a case of beer, a case of soda, and you put in there from your garage, and it's 70, 75 degrees, and you put 20 pounds of ice in it, you know, 5 to 7 pounds of ice is going to melt immediately.
If you have cold drinks
and the cooler's already cold, you're not going to have
Brian, melt. We're going to, it looks like, because we're on hard break, so we've only got about 30 seconds left. How do we find Brian, or at OK, it's AO Coolers, like AOK, it's, was it?
It's AO Coolers.com.
Yeah, so
you got them on the website.
American Outdoors.
West Marine has them also. You can go to West Marine and stuff and buy them there.
And but we can go to your website and get them.
Yep, yep.
And you've got pretty much anything.
And, if
you're not sure what you want, I'm sure we can put you up with Brian, and he'll explain to you what the best thing for you.
Yeah, and our phone number's on there. Also, you can call and talk to us. So we can discuss which cooler best.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's very exciting. Hey, Scott, thanks for sticking around. We really appreciate that. And go to waterfallresort.com. And if you want to talk to Scott, I'm sure you can get in touch with him or Mike Dooley. You are listening to Fish Talk Radio.
Join us at Villa del Palmar in the islands of Loreto to experience an incredible world-class fishing adventure and compete for thousands of dollars in cash and prizes. The Dorado Fishing and Golf Tournament begins June 29th through July 2nd and offers an opportunity to catch Dorado during its peak season with an entry fee of just $375 per person based on a team of four. Located on the Sea of Cortez, known as the Aquarium of the World, the islands of Loreto are known for their calm indigo waters and nearly 1,000 species of fish. The Islands of Loreto offers guests the chance to hook their next big catch, including striped marlin, yellowfin tuna, grouper, and Dorado. Please join us for the Villa del Palmar's first golf tournament on the spectacular new world-class golf course. Come to experience the luxury at Villa del Palmar at the Islands of Loreto. Visit us at Villa del Palmar, Loreto.com, Dorado 2016.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAJA.
The road stretches for miles in front of you, and with the Ram 1500, you'll be able to reach mile after open mile. It gets a best-in-class 25 miles per gallon highway, so your destination won't just be determined by your gas gauge, but by your gauge for achievement. And the Ram 1500 is the first ever back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Guts. Glory. Ram. See your local Ram dealer today for great deals. EPA estimated 25 mpg highway based on V6 4x2.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio, and enjoy the great outdoors.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to REEL funadventures.com.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio, and we've had a fun time. We've gone all the way from Scott in Alaska, Brian's coolers, and now we're going to see if we can go back down to Cabo. We're trying to get in touch with Jim on Blue Sky right now. But, Jared, are you there? Anyway, a couple of things I'd like to talk about. First of all, we do have a trip with, I think we got four spots left, to Ketchikan, Alaska over 4th of July weekend. And this is, well, let's put it this way, it's a no-brainer. I mean, if you got a paper route, you can afford to go on this trip. And normally Alaskan fishing is an expensive proposition, which is understandable because they've got, you know, they got about 90 days for the entire year. And so, and the things are more expensive up there. So it's usually, you're talking about, you know, around maybe $1,000 a day all in. But we have a trip coming up, leaving on July 1st. on a Friday, coming back on July 6th, which is Wednesday. So if you're a working guy, you're not going to miss more than one or two days at the most, because most people don't work on Friday or maybe even Tuesday anyway. But this is an all-inclusive package that is for less than $1,800. And that's for 5 nights, all your meals, everything that you can possibly think of. The meals, the boats, the fishing, the rods, the reels. And it's a self-guided trip. So you just go and come whenever you want. We've got 26-foot covered boats. And the but you should probably get in touch with us as soon as you can. And that is that best thing to do is go to fishtalkradio.com or Real Fun Adventures, and you can find that on the website, fishtalkradio.com, and look under the packages for 2016. It'll give you all the details. Or just get in touch with me, and I'll send them to you. And that's john@fishtalkradio.com. So that's a plug for that. Jim is driving around, but we're going to get in touch with him. He has 3 boats in the Cabo Marina, and the actually he's got a friend of mine who's gone out on a sunset cruise with him today on a 43-foot luxury yacht. Oh, here he goes. Jim, are you there?
Yep.
Okay. Well, we've got we've been to Alaska, and then we were talking to Brian at AO Coolers, which is something I need to talk to you about because I think you might be interested. But we just started to mention about Blue Sky, so give us a quick idea about your fleet of boats, and where they are, and what they're for.
Well, I started off with a 43-foot Riviera, and that was 3 years ago. And now we've got 32-foot lures and a 60-foot Bertram. So it caters to most of the spectrum of the fishing angler, from novice to expert. I am excited to be getting, I believe, a 31-foot Panga, and that'll allow people to learn allow to fish in Cabo for under $500.
Wow. Now, is that per person or per boat?
Well, that's for the boat. That's for a 4 or 5 hour excursion.
Wow.
And as you know, you don't have to go that far out of Cabo.
No. Sometimes you don't even hardly leave the harbor. But actually, right out in front of the arches can be a pretty good spot. But usually you go out, and within 10, 15 miles, you either go left or right, depending on where the bite is, or you can just go straight out for tuna. But I've been on your 43-foot Riviera more than once. And I'll tell you what, that's the way I like to fish. Because you can be in this queen size round bed in the front berth, or you can stay in one of the staterooms.
Hang out with Captain Juan up top on the flight.
Hang up, yeah. And then what you do is you have an attractive server. When the wheel goes off, come in and say, "Mr. Hennigan, your fish is on the line."
Did you ever see that video of the marlin in the marina swinging around the slips?
I've heard about it. No, I didn't see the video.
Oh, it was crazy.
Yeah.
So, but I wanted to, one of the reasons you have me on, John, is I wanted to invite people to come to Cabo and try our boats out. And in the evenings, we've got a wonderful opportunity for any Fish Talk listener. We'd like to invite them on the boat for free.
What?
And they can go on the Sunset Cruise and enjoy the arch. We'll take pictures. And I feel I'd rather invest in Fish Talk Radio listeners than spend money on advertising to strangers.
Wow. Wow. I wasn't expecting that, Jim. Does that include me?
Well, sometimes.
Well, now, is this... No, we got Kurt going, or Steve going out with you tonight.
And we do.
Is that on the 43?
Sorry? Him and I have been emailing back and forth, and I'm really excited because we sometimes stop our boat and put weights on our live bait, and we fish in front of the lighthouse for marlin.
Oh.
And Steve's got a product that I can use that'll...
Does he ever? Does he
increase
ever?
The yeah. scent of our bait, and that, yeah. that excites me.
Oh, yeah, and it works, too. We won't. I don't want to get too far into it, but Steve has it's a company called Procure out of Portland, Oregon, and they make, I don't know, they use real fish or real bait, whatever it is that they're looking for. And he was telling me it's a ridiculous number, like 10,000 pounds a day or something like that they process in their facility. And they got about six or seven different types for freshwater and saltwater. So I'm sure he'll send some down to you or send some up to you. So now that'd be great. He's a very great guy. You're going to enjoy it. But
so one of the things about our boats and crew is that we've been recently ranked number 2 with over 700 reviews on TripAdvisor. So that shows a lot of confidence in past customers. And all of our crew speak English.
Well, you know, I was looking at your site the other day, and out of the 700 or so responses from TripAdvisor, I think as far as, you know, poor service, there was none. There was one that was rated number 2, and then the very good was 11.
We've got John, we do have one poor.
Yeah.
The gentleman caught a 732-pound marlin the year before on another company's boat.
Yeah.
And he came out.
He figures that's how it works, huh?
he fished for 3 days and caught 4 tuna and 1 marlin and was very upset. So I don't know what to say.
Yeah, what can you say? But what I was going to say, out of the 700, I think there was like 680 had the highest review possible. And that's, you know, when those kind of numbers come out, that is impressive.
Sure.
But
I'll give you the website so the listeners can go and send me an email for their free sunset cruise.
Oh, good idea.
And that's blueskycabo.com.
That's an easy one. Blueskycabo.com. Wow, that's an easy one. Even I can remember that. Yeah. And they'll get in touch with you.
When you come aboard, we give you a welcome margarita. And we take complimentary photos. And, of course, you're welcome to bring your own food and beverage on the cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that's the way that everyone can get to know Captain One, otherwise known as Huggy Bear.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He is kind of a Huggy Bear. But now, the boat that Steve's going out on today, is that the 43-foot?
It is. We're going to have about 18 people on the boat.
Uh-huh.
And as you know, there's going to be people up top of the bridge. We convert our cockpit chair into a stand-up bar. and then there'll be some sunbathers for the twilight sunset.
Uh-huh.
On the Pacific side, as you know, we probably will head out over to Capella and Grand Solmar.
Mm-hmm.
And then turn around and enjoy the bay and come in and watch all the patio lights at Mango Deck and Hacienda Residency.
Mm-hmm. Well,
wonderful.
One of the things is Cabo is, first of all, I don't know why anybody would want a Cabo and not go fishing, but your boats for fishing are incredible. But let's just say that you've got somebody in your group that might be of a feminine gender that's really not interested in going out fishing, but, you know, taking her out on a luxury yacht, if you can't get lucky, if you can't get lucky doing that, then you got no chance. But
the thing is, they could DJ on board if want, in terms of they could get their phone, give it to Julio, their first mate, and he'll play all your personal music.
Wow.
Serve you up a margarita. And of course, as you know, during some times of the year, usually November through March,
yeah,
you get a free whale show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they come right by there. Okay. But we didn't really talk about the fishing. That 43-foot that we fished on that, and, you know, you can have 6-8 people at the rail and it's not crowded. But it's an incredible fishing boat. It's really set up for fishing.
We're using pen gear,
mm-hmm.
and I've got Squid Nation daisy chains and dredges.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, I'm dragging artificial ballyhoo, usually about 30 yards back from the boat.
Okay. And in addition to that, if you're down there in, let's say, August or September, you just go into air-conditioned cabin.
That's right.
Yeah.
But as I say, in August and September, I'm out with my fly rod fishing for rooster and dorado.
Oh, along close in, yeah. Okay, well, we're going to have to let you go. Unfortunately, Jim, we're out of time. But that deal that you just offered, that would have blew me away. So if somebody wants to contact you before they go down, they can get a free sunset cruise, and that's worth a lot.
Please, Yeah, we feel that if they come on the boat, so they might come back for a fishing trip.
There you go.
BlueSkyCabo.com. Okay. And I really appreciate you being on the show today, John. Thank you.
Oh, Jim, we haven't had you on for a while. To get you on more often, especially if you're going to give deals like that. Thanks, Jim. Okay, we have to go. You're FishTalkRadio.com. We appreciate you tuning in, and you can go to the website and listen to us anytime.
I'm leaving, but the wife said that won't do. She said she'd find another that's not a fishing fool. So I know she's only teasing, and I know she'd really miss the job that I gave her of cleaning all my fish.